here to talk to us today is Jonas Fisher, aka Sonoy, about his new single Reverse, which is out on the 8th of August, which came out on the 8th of August, and that's a part of his new album that we'll be releasing later in the year. Hi Jonas, thank you for being here to talk to us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, that's okay. Anytime you're releasing good music like that, we'll always have people doing that. So talk to us a bit about Reverse, where it sits in the journey of all the music you've been making and what this new release is going to look like.
This track is the first track of my upcoming album, Augenblick, which is a German word which means like that moment of time that is gone in the blink of an eye, right? So that is the first single, and it is definitely a departure from my usual club sound or what people are, you know, expecting and known, what I'm known for. And that's okay. I love doing what I want to do, and this project has just led me to take it easy and relax and also chill with the music and just make like nice beats that I find nice. They come and go in a short time, and this is that. And it fits in, like, I had a child 2 years ago, and I wasn't able to like really get back into the club mood for a long time after that. And then to get back into writing music, I made that new body of work. So
this is dad music.
This is super dad music, yes.
I think you can feel that
definitely.
Sort of that joy and that relaxing that you're talking about. It really comes through in the sort of weightlessness and the spectralness of this record, of this track that you've released. What were the production techniques you were using? Was there a change? Was there a diversion from previous ones you'd used to get this new sound?
Yes, absolutely. I stopped giving a crap and I just did what I wanted to. It was like, I don't care if I use a loop from, you know, a loop from a platform that everybody else uses. And someone, like if a young producer or, you know, someone else from the industry is like, I heard that sample yesterday. I'm like, so what? I don't care. And before that, I was pretty, a little bit more like, you gotta be unique and you gotta do it. It's all about like what you do, you know? Painters don't go to, a lot of painters, I mean, great painters, still go and buy their paints at the supermarket. It's just what you do with it. And only a few hand make all their paints and stuff. So I see it like, if I have the time, I'll do it, sure. But this one was just like, it just vibe it. Just let all these things not be there and just stay in the zone. Try to just write that initial idea of inspiration. And then when it's gone, you were like, I guess this cup could be the tune.
Yeah, cool. And when you talk about sort of walking away from that club sound and those more sort of housey, deep housey beats, how do you envision performing Reverse or the other tracks on this? Sorry, I can't pronounce, is it Augenblick? How do you pronounce it?
No, not bad. It's called Augenblick.
Augenblick.
Auge is eye, mm-hmm. And Blick is like, yeah, it's that word that describes that moment, right?
I love how Germans always have one word to describe an insanely complex it's like subject. It's great.
Yeah, and sometimes it is this very meta effect, and it's just one long word literally describing a thing, and it doesn't make sense. It's not a logical language. But I will go to perform this, of course, not during DJ clubs, DJ sets in the night, but I want to take it on tour maybe, or do like a audiovisual thing. The cool thing is it's so open, I can do with it whatever I want. I don't have to put it in a category and be like, it has to fit in the club. It can be, yeah, any venue, and we'll see. I'm definitely thinking about how I can bring this out again. We did a couple sessions here in Auckland at the Stardom Observatory, and where there's like a Journey Through the Universe program to the album, and that was very cool. And I was like, I need to do more of that. That helps to elevate everything, you know, the visuals, the music, the visuals. So,
yeah, like when you had your bespoke visuals that went alongside your last album, Echoes of Home, can you imagine doing something like that?
I would love to do something like that. This would be cool, but it's just financially not feasible at this moment, because to basically realize what I want or I would want, that's, I don't know, would cost too much money. But I'm sure there's other ways where you can do this on a lower budget and still have and be an awesome experience. And I like this sort of thinking, because it's like a challenge, you know, you have to figure out like how can you little amount spend most impact. This is good to figure out and realize them in the end.
And when you talk about, as you said at the start, this album kind of being you stepping away from trying to fit into boxes and doing just what you like to do, how does that look collaboratively? Because it's a 19 track release that is coming out later in the year. Is there going to be collaboration on there?
Mostly no, this is all me. This is just me wrangling with the need for not doing the same shit over and over. Sorry.
You're all good.
Not doing the same thing over and over again, and just like trying to catch myself when I do the same songwriting moves or whatever that I've been doing or always, because they work and they're trying to things. So this is mostly that, just like if something builds up forever in the song, this is me obviously actively not dropping or like doing the thing that people expect and that I expect as well. It was a good exercise. There's only one track that was a collaboration, that was with my friend Benji, and he was visiting from Germany, and we had just good night in the studio jamming, and then at the end I was like, that's cool, I'll chuck that on the record.
Nice, I like that. And so you obviously, as people can probably tell from your accent, are from Germany, and now you're based in New Zealand. What drew you to Aotearoa?
I'm from Germany. I moved here 10 years ago, and it's very interesting because a lot of Germans, like, I don't know if you notice that or people who are listening notice that, but there's a lot of Germans around here that come after school or something before they go to uni and travel. And that was never on my radar. I was not super into Lord of the Rings or any of that. I mean, I was, but like, I was not like, I want to go to New Zealand. I always wanted to go to America. But they had an opportunity to come here, and I took it, and I never looked back. It was just like a short notice. We need some help here at this place. Come for a year and volunteer. And I was like, okay. And here I am, and it's incredible. I love living.
Yeah, it's not a bad... People can't see what I can see right now on the Zoom with you, but you've got quite a good setup there behind you. Are you recording and making all this music in your own home? What's the process like?
Yes, so this is actually here. This is my studio. This is where I work.
I'm not going to try to describe it for people.
Lots of synthesizers and screens and stuff. And this is just my DJ gear is actually for my work, because I also have a day job where I work on DJ software, and which is awesome. And so I can be in the same realm that I am when I make music, just in a different capacity. And it keeps it interesting. Mm-hmm. I do write all my music mostly at home. I have, like everybody else who gets into electronic music at some point, gear acquisition syndrome, and I cannot stop. I used to just get all the synths. It's cool. You get really inspired by a new piece of hardware, whatever it is, a bass guitar or a guitar or something, and then that will inform the sound of a project for sure. But they have to cut costs. I had a child.
Well, congratulations on your child.
Thank you.
I think there are worse things to have to cut costs for, my goodness.
I love it. It's very good. The rule of cool is always with the music stuff. If you haven't touched it in a year, probably sell it.
Do you play, how old is your new bubba?
He's 2.5.
He's 2.5.
Running around right now outside.
Oh, have you played him your music? What does he think of it?
He loves it. His favorite thing is to come here, and he wants to always play with the guitar or the synthesizer. He loves playing the keys.
Oh, you got a little musical prodigy on your hands.
We'll see. If he wants to, sure.
Okay, well, that's almost time for us with that interview here. Thank you so much for talking to me, Jonas. I'm so happy to have had you.
Thank you. Can I plug something really quick?
Of course you can. Plug anything you'd like.
Okay, this album is coming out, of course, end of the year on digital. But if you... I'm a massive hipster and I grew up with cassette tapes. So I made 100 cassettes of this album. You can buy right now on my Bandcamp. You go onto sonoy.bandcamp.com and then you tap on the merch tab and there it is, my album on cassette. 1 second, I'll show you.
Oh my goodness, that's so cool. No, we have a lot of people here that love that. Oh, very cool. And a beautiful case as well.
Yeah, it comes in a little gift bag with a display stand and stickers and stuff like that. It's a cool package. Only 100, so... And we almost sold out, halfway sold out or something. So if you want to have an early listen to the record and like vibe out and hear some dad music.
I like that. Well, you heard it here. If you'd like to listen to Sonoy's upcoming release, you can get it on cassette from his Bandcamp. Head out there, listen to it. I'm going to play an older song from you to play us out. I'm going to play Together and then I'm going to play the new song Reverse off that album. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming, talking to Radio 1. Oh, cool. What a great time. What a cool interview. Such a cool dude. And congratulations on the new baby, of course. This is Sonoy with Together, and then I'm going to hit you with the song off the new album, Reverse. You're listening to Radio 191 FM. It's 15 minutes past 5.
r1.co.nz/podcast